Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Johnny.
I heard some news today that I found rather fascinating. I understand that the Vicks people have come up with a new toiletry product that they're pretty excited about. I haven't heard much about it. What is it?
It's called Dismiss.
Dismiss?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What is that?
It's a feminine hygiene product.
Holy crap. You're putting me on.
No. Dismiss. It'll be advertised on our show.
How about Vagigo?
It's not a bad name for it. Along with another line.
How about away?
Someone else has that.
Ah.
Sterling Drugs.
How about
Possibly.
Yes, I like that.
I like Formula 44, NyQuil, Sinex, Victor's, and Lavoris, all the other fine products, along with Dismiss.
That would be a bummer. Is that going to be a live commercial?
I was wondering if you'd like to demonstrate.
I certainly would. The strawberries and lemons, I hear. You pass a fruit stand, you get horny now. Good sales. Dismiss.
Anyway, welcome
Jesus
back again, Vic.
Right. So embarrassed to do this.
He says Jesus Christ.
He does. I like that.
Johnny.
I'll drink some of that.
Right, Ed. Oh, here's Ed again.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thanks for listening, fat ass. The Don and Mike Show.
And listen, it's time for us to yell at our listeners. I was back there with Joe and with Yanni. And there was no problem with phone calls. The problem is, we can't find any guys with the balls to play the game. Now, listen, fellas.
It's a sensitive subject.
Fellas, we don't have to beg for this. But really, if we turn it around and we made it the stinkiest sack, I guarantee...
Crotch odor, Don.
I guarantee...
Crotch odor. Lines would be
flooded. They'd be calling right now.
Can we not say that?
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you could say ball odor. Sure. You could say sack smell.
But the generic term for it...
Smelly scrote.
...is crotch odor. I worked with a guy that had that. So,
now, if that was the case...
Horrible. I mean, really, to the point where the general manager, he will go nameless, the general manager of the radio station had to speak with him about it.
So, the point here is that if we were going to do a contest like that with a smelly balls, women would be all over the phones wanting to out their husbands and win
cash prizes. The guy would go, I'm a number one. Now, that's the thing that makes this special, is that it's a little more of a challenge.
So I was back talking to Joe. I said, how's it going? He said, it's really hard, man. Had a bunch of guys calling up saying their wives really have stinky boons, but they don't want to let them know.
Can't imagine why.
Well,
it'd be a good time,
let me just say to the
shocker
guys,
that is.
I mean, we as always are ready to move on. We'll take your calls in this break if you want to play.
Right.
Let me just say, they would do it on you.
They would.
In a heartbeat.
I mentioned that at the end of that break, and it's true. They would. Yep. They would do it, and they would do it with gusto.
Mm-hmm. And okay.
And you know what? They would do it because guys probably wouldn't think it was that big a deal.
Right.
Women, on the other hand, think it's, of course, a very big deal. You know what that is? You know what I call that?
What?
I call that a challenge. That's what I call that, a challenge. I challenge our listening audience to come up with the guy that's going to... And not a
there
guy
must,
that,
there must be a man out there.
Yeah.
Who has said to his wife, you know, God, honey, you know,
please,
get a sponge, you know.
One of those Christmas tree hanger things.
Get a douche.
Well, see, that's the thing. Maybe he has it. You see, maybe I think we're doing a public service here. We're giving, because we're giving away a prize, we're giving the husband a chance to say,
that's right.
You're
I'm
a one.
But I'm telling
or you're
you.
A two.
And you're right, Mike.
And
about
crap detector is out now. Because there's been enough time that's passed.
You are quite right about...
I'm a one, honey.
You are quite right about how guys, you know, almost wear it as a badge of honor.
Yeah, well, I worked out a lot.
But just think about this, guys. I mean, I don't care. We can go on and do the show.
Whatever.
But your woman would call to say that your nuts smell...
In a heartbeat.
Like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Rat you out in a second.
Even when you think you smell your absolute cleanest.
And they would not only call, but they would also go into a great deal of detail as to why.
You know what? Here's what else you would hear. When he wants me to go down there and do something, I almost can't stand it because the smell is so bad.
I don't do it anymore because of that. That's the reason. If he would take care of himself, I'd do it a lot more. And she would say so, and the guy would be like, okay.
I'm telling you, they'd do it.
But if you got a guy that called and said, I would do that more often, but I just can't stand it.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't go that well. It's a double standard. We're aware of it. Of course it's a double standard.
Okay, Rob,
yeah.
Get out your new egg timer thing.
Okay.
And put 1 minute on the clock.
You got it.
And if a guy doesn't call within 1 minute...
A guy who's willing to call his wife.
We're going to open this up to the broads.
There are millions of guys that are calling to say,
Shall I do it?
Start it.
It's a real opportunity here.
To show you.
You're gonna do the double standard thing?
Yep.
Now, it doesn't tick, does it, that thing?
It quietly.
Hold on, let me turn all the microphones off except that one. It clicks very quietly.
Yeah, calling.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
I fooled you again.
Let me see. Now, who am I kidding? There's no guys going to call now. All the lines are just dormant. Ladies, if your man's got a smelly sack.
Crotch odor. I swear to God, if you call it.
Crotch rot, Mike.
Crotch rot, crotch odor. If you say he's got crotch odor and it's horrible.
Call now.
Same thing, 1 to 10.
Win a prize.
But we won't accept any calls under 4.
877-365-3636. Right now.
Eggs are done.
Okay, that's
well,
it. The guys have had their chance.
You know, seriously.
Chicks, call in.
I feel like busting guys' chops for not calling in is, you know, it's like don't ask them to do something that you wouldn't be willing to do yourself. And if I was in the situation, I don't know what the prize would be. But
she would do it to you, though, Mike.
She would. She would. That is true. I can't argue
and
with you
I
about
don't mean
that.
You personally with Carla. I
no,
just
I
mean
know.
You as a man and
right.
She as the enemy, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
She would. So now let's open up the lines.
May I say that Carla, particularly delightful in that regard. Absolute 10 plus plus plus.
She said you smell like bad cheese.
Yeah. Okay, honey. See?
That's
how
that
works that way.
That's right.
All right. So find a woman now for us, Yanni.
Norman!
And we'll show you how quick they turn the other cheek,
so to speak.
Pardon the pun. See, now look. Oh, what a shock. All the lines are ringing now.
Of course they are.
They're all ringing now.
It's easy.
My husband has smelly balls.
You know, really? I know you don't want to do it that way, but the game has to be my husband stinks. Otherwise, they're going to hole up in their bunkers and they're
Too
never
bad.
Coming out.
Too bad. All right, we'll just get one to just show you how evil the enemy is.
That's right. Stink. Be a good lesson.
I do have 8,000 tapes that I wanted to play for you, including, well, first, I got a lot of great tapes of that idiot Floyd Landis, who just cannot stop making excuses
and
for
he's
cheating.
Like, he's doing the talk show circuit, right?
Yes, he is. Also, many tapes of the girls that Mel Gibson was with the night that he was stopped for his DUI, his big I Hate Jews DUI.
I know that's been all over, but I have not heard them, and I'd love to hear that.
Name the night.
Mike, here is, let me see, hold on a second. Cut number 9. Okay, Mel Gibson DUI. Here are the chicks that he was out with. Maybe you've seen the pictures on our website or in Style Magazine.
Okay.
Oh, and can I just say something?
Huh?
Just give me a second.
Norman!
Hey, John.
Yes.
Are you as disgusted as I am? Would you look at this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 women.
11 women
and
calling.
And is that one guy you got?
Well, you got a guy,
11 to
John.
1?
Is that one guy on the guy Skip?
He's got a question concerning the...
Screw him.
Not even a guy, okay. Really.
Doesn't count.
Thank you, guys. What's your question there? Hello, Skip.
Hey, what if she's got acetosis? Not necessarily the front part, but definitely in the back part.
No, sir, this was... My wife stinks, but...
See, that's a different thing.
You've taken a beautiful thing and sold it.
Yeah, you've ruined it.
Well, I'm just thinking of the ass. The ass is horrible.
Oh. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
See, that,
see
even
bye!
That... That does not carry with it the same schmigma.
Here now, before we...
The same smegma, yeah.
You know what? Let's hear the girls, and then we'll talk to some women about smelly sex.
Yeah, and wait till these stories come out.
Here they are. Here are the girls who are with Mel Gibson.
I mean, you could tell that he, you know, was a bit tipsy, but not, you know, he was walking straight and talking straight and, you know, didn't seem any more tipsy than anybody else.
What they're saying, in essence, is that...
He didn't seem any more loaded than anybody else at closing time.
And I think it's 0.8 is a legal limit.
He 0.08.
Right. And he was at
0.12. Right.
So he was very near the legal limit,
right.
Which makes you wonder, especially after listening to these bimbos, how out of his mind drunk he must have been, because that's what
yeah,
he's saying.
I mean,
is
was it the alcohol talking like he said?
Right.
Or was it the real him?
Well, we were talking about a lot of his films and a lot of his upcoming projects, just in general, just conversation as you would talk about what anyone's doing with their life. And he mentioned just, do you guys know what I went through with the kind of controversy that movie caused me? And, of course, we laughed and was like, of course.
She doesn't sound
so
too much
so
like...
wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. So he's talking about Passion of the Christ, right?
Right.
So it sounds like perhaps he is trying to steer the conversation into that direction.
John. Mm-hmm. Yes? Tell your retarded brother back there not to lose these people on the phone.
We got him.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you, my friend.
He didn't sound
so it sounds
strong.
Like maybe even at the bar, he's like, well, you know what I went through, huh?
Right.
Or that you heard about that, right?
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Okay, hold on. He only talked about the passion. He didn't see. Oh, did I play the one that he was only drinking water?
No.
Here's another good one.
I asked him on one or two occasions, let's get a drink. And he said, no, I listened to him order another bottle of water. Uh-huh. And at that point, I didn't believe he was drinking water because it didn't appear to be water. But he actually handed it over to me. He's like, look. And I took a drink, and it was water.
Uh-huh. It was water.
Obviously, he picked the right group of people to hang out with.
Thank you, Bill.
What are you drinking?
Nice.
Prove it, Mel.
Nice job.
Prove it. Or
Bimbo. Okay, let's see if we can get... And one of these. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Who in the hell doesn't have acetosis?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You know,
that's
I agree
true,
with
yes.
that guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Who
as
doesn't
well.
Have acetosis? We all have it.
Right.
At some point.
Bye bye. But
there are
on,
people.
Right.
There's certain people that are in denial
but
about it.
The question is now at this point.
Hold on a second. Hey Yanni.
Norman.
Yanni, ask your retarded brother. How come I'm seeing on the screen women who say their husbands' balls stink? And then we start talking about something, and they're all gone.
Joe?
And there was John really exhaling. Really.
We had a couple of girls, but they dropped off. I think they're getting scared, too. And now
there's no way.
And now guys are calling with their expert opinions on Mel Gibson. So,
of course. All right. Thank you.
The attention span has completely overwhelmed
me. Oh, my God.
Thank you, pot calling the kettle black. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi, I got a real stinker we can come up.
You've got a real what?
A real stinker. My girl up in Connecticut, she'll take the call.
No, is it your wife?
No, she's not my wife, but it's the best I can do.
Incidentally, Mike, who says our new software doesn't work? Since we've been in our new studio,
yes,
now over a month, this guy from area code 904 has called us 45 times.
Really?
This is the second time he has made it on the air.
Ah. Okay.
Persistent, you shall succeed.
Wow, congratulations for finally getting through.
Hang in there.
Good use of your time.
No, but it's got to be wives. I mean, you got to have something on the line.
Tell.
I'm the one that called up about scores. You didn't believe that. So then you called up. Your account director's called up the...
Listen.
There to see if I was there, and I wasn't there. I was on the road. But
who knows what you're talking about?
Girls down.
Tell SP we said hi. Our best to your wife.
Bye!
It's not his wife.
Bye!
His girlfriend, even better.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost thinking of a good parody song.
Because in an early relationship, aren't you more inclined to do things that later in the relationship you are not necessarily as inclined
Mike,
to do?
Mike, walk back with me down memory lane to Ray Goodman and Brown. No, we can't really do the whole thing.
Right.
She must be a stinky
lady.
She must be a stinky lady.
And a very stinky girl.
Stinky girl. She's gotta be a stinky lady. Cause she got the stinkiest poon in the world. The
stinkiest poon in the world.
Dun, 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 dun.
Beautiful. Thank you.
She smells so much.
Thank you. We're here all week.
I can barely breathe. Hello, Don and Mike show. Land of the Pussies, Don and Mike show. Where men are afraid to tell women they stink.
Hello, honey. I just had to say, I can't get down there anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, I caught the tail end of this. Do we have to tell the girl on the air that she stinks?
What do you mean the girl?
Yeah,
it's my wife stinks.
It's your wife.
My girl, yeah.
Your wife.
No, your wife. Are you married?
No, I'm getting married too.
Oh.
Okay. Bye!
Bye-bye.
Good luck with that.
Bye-bye. This 10 minutes we'll never get back has been brought to us by Esurance.com. Instant online car insurance.
Thank you. So Mel Gibson drank water.
Yeah,
we
did.
Found that out.
Yes, he did.
And the woman that was telling that story, horrible odor.
And hold on just one moment. Floyd Landis, let me see. Here's his new explanation.
Ah, good.
Floyd Landis, this is the guy that cheated to win the Tour de France. And I don't know if you followed this. It's been everything from, hey, I got a bad hip, to...
I manufacture more testosterone than the average person.
To, I had four Jack Daniels the night before. No, really.
Did he really say that?
No, his doctor said that. Huh. His doctor or his lawyer said, hey, one and the same probably, he was out pounding the night before.
Really?
Yes.
Jesus. Huh.
So now here, so they get both samples, both have come back. Absolutely, 100%.
Delicious.
Guy's cheating.
He's a cheater.
So here's what he's got to say. Here's the latest.
We don't know, and that's why we have experts working on that, and I have some people.
Oh, because someone says, here's the setup on this. Floyd, baby, first off, your balls stink.
you're one.
Your wife's genitals smell. But how can it be? Please tell us. What's the explanation for both of these tests coming back?
We don't know, and that's why we have experts working on that. And I have some people in my defense who are going to do their best to figure out what happened here. The problem here, though, from the beginning, was the fact that the people doing the testing didn't follow their own rules and their own protocols and made this public before I had a chance to figure out exactly what was going on.
Shut up!
And I was forced in the press to make comments before what? I could get
Shut
educated
up!
On this.
What?
Had
Shut
they
up!
Followed their own protocols,
what?
This
Shut
never
up!
Would happened in the first place. And
Shut
so
up!
Here
what?
We are, but
Shut up!
We're going to go from here.
Man, it doesn't sound real credible.
No. Did you see his mama on TV?
It really doesn't sound credible.
His mama is like one of them Quakers or like from Amish country. She really looks like she's on Little House of the Prairie. A Mennonite?
She's a Mennonite. Okay. Right. Yeah, it looks very similar to the Amish.
So she says, oh, my boy's a good boy. I believe him. My only problem is my stinky poon.
I'd like to thank you all for coming. I'm a number one.
She was standing by, her son. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I'm calling in. I just got in the car. I heard you guys were talking about stinky poon.
Yeah, well, only if you're married to one.
I am married to one.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is she? One being the worst.
10 being the best, 1 being the worst.
She probably ranges between a 5 and a 1.
If you had to give it a specific number, what would her regular odor number be on a regular day? Not a hot day, just a regular day.
A 2.5.
A 2.5. Oh.
Now, would you be
we
willing?
Need a whole number.
Would you?
The
fun. Yeah. Okay. Make it either a 2 or a 3. What would it be?
It would be closer to battery acid, so I'd say a 2.
Wow. Now, are you married?
I am.
How many years?
We've been married for 2.5, almost. It'll be 3 years in September.
Honeymoon's over. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia.
Now, would you be willing to have us call your wife on the air, and if she guessed the number of feminine odor that you also have...
One being the worst, 10 being the best.
You get the cash and the Jon Stewart tickets.
I'd be willing to give it a shot.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll come back after the break, and we'll give it a try.
Sounds good.
Let's just do it now. Yeah. Get the number. Okay. Just get the number. The phone number from your brother back there.
Okay. And what is your number again for your wife, sir?
It is
a two. If she matches that two.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the phone number?
Well, no, we're going to put you on hold.
Hold on.
We'll get a private. I hate to say this, especially after all we've gone through.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I truly do. But I owe it to the integrity of the show. My crap detector is at full antenna deployment.
Oh, me too, Mike. But come on.
Let me just see line
number
I'm
one.
A two.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Line number one, Robbie, sorry. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to tell you that my wife does stink.
See, now here's another guy.
Time has passed, Don.
Yeah. Here's another guy. Hold on a second. Robbie, getting the number?
I already got it.
He's got it. Joe's got it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Number's here.
Calling her?
Dialing it now.
Hold on, please.
Oh, you got her?
Yeah, well, I'm going to call her now.
Okay, beautiful. All right, well, let's go back to the guy then and find out his name. Okay, we're going to try your wife now.
Go for it.
What is your name, your first name, and what is her first name?
My name is David. Her name is Lauren.
Lauren, stinky Lauren. And really, you think she smells like a two?
I'll tell you.
With a one being the worst.
Before we got married, she was a 10.
I mean, roses, absolute roses. I mean, it was like you could have an air freshener down there.
What happened?
We had a baby.
Ah.
And then I guess her body chemistry changed.
Yeah.
Oh God. Wow. Now does she? Have you ever made her aware of this before?
Oh yeah. She's got a little nickname some days of Catch of the Day.
Oh Jesus!
Ah, you wow. joked about it. That's good.
Wow. Well, it's nice that she's.
That's love, though.
What?
That's love.
That's love. That's right. I agree with you. That's love.
So do you visit more less frequently because of the change?
No, I'll tell you. You know, it's something I do. It's something I've always enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like scotch. It's an acquired taste.
Exactly. Okay, hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on a second.
Good answers all.
Is Rob trying to wrangle her in here?
And in order for him to win his prize, we need to put you on the air with David. Do we have your permission to put you on the air?
Listen to him. My God.
Mr. Polite.
You know.
The eighth wonder of the world!
The polite monkey.
There you go. Thank you. Ed, you got it, Robbie? On eight. Here we go. All right, well, let's welcome to the show now.
We got her?
Line eight.
Yeah.
Hello?
Get her back.
We'll get her back. You know why that happened? You were too polite to her.
Kong! The eighth wonder of the world!
David
just said, listen, stink.
If you're listening at home, I mean, my wife stinks.
Oops, sorry, you want to?
David has.
Want to hear a non believer already? All right, here's Bobby. Bobby!
Yeah.
You don't believe
this? Yeah, he said he just got in his car. Y'all hadn't been talking about it for 10 minutes.
Yeah, hold on, maybe we have. Okay, you got his wife on that line?
Here she is.
Hello, hi there,
Lauren.
Lauren, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Lauren, we've got your husband David on the line here.
Oh, let me get him on the line as well, Mike. Hi, Dave.
David, say hi to your wife.
Dave?
Yeah.
David, say hi to your wife, please.
I love her. How you doing, babe?
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
Hi there, Lauren. Good. Listen, very quickly, we're playing a game called My Wife Stinks, and we've asked your husband, he called us.
I love you, honey.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the worst...
And 10 being the best.
Please to be telling us what your husband rated your feminine hygiene to be.
What is the number?
Pre or post-pregnancy. I'm
post-pregnancy.
Right now.
Post-pregnancy.
Right now?
Yeah.
He calls it battery acid, so I have to say the 1 is the worst.
A one is the worst. I think we got to give it to him.
Yeah, for the battery acid.
He gave you a 2, but you gave it a 1.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, do you really?
And suddenly my crap detector went in because I think it's good.
It went in.
It retracted.
Back in.
So, why do you stink so bad?
It's just, I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, he sucks it up like a champ. He still does what he's supposed to do as a husband. He's a man. I'm proud of him.
Do you use any products to help you, Lauren? Do you use any products?
I do. I can. It's just a post-pregnancy problem.
Wow.
Huh. All right, well, listen.
You're a very, very... good sport. We have to give you credit.
You're a stinker.
Well, he's gonna die when he gets home. But.
Well, you can make him. You know, you can make him die and make him eat the wife.
Well, I know how to kill him. I'm gonna make him do what I want him to do tonight.
That's what I was saying.
There you go.
Let's see. John. I'm sorry. David.
Yeah.
Dave. For you, $50, and take your wife to see John Stewart at Merriweather Post Pavilion on Saturday, September 16th. And, cool. And good luck.
Hey, that's very cool.
Have fun, you guys. And you know,
hope they're on the lawn.
Make sure you shower.
He won't be having fun tonight.
Oh,
no.
I think he will.
Very good.
Okay. Well, listen. Thanks. Thanks. Hold on. Hold on there, Dave.
Thanks, you crazy kid.
Nice talking to you, Lauren.
Dress cool.
Bye bye.
Bye
bye. See you later. One more call. We're incredibly late today, but that happens sometimes. Hello, Deanna.
Yes. Hello.
You stink.
I did at one point.
Yeah,
let me tell you the story.
Okay, can you hold on it? Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Okay, great. We'll hear about her sting.
Uh-huh. Deanna Troy.
When we come back, her sting did not sting.
Maybe now.
However, her mom stink on the show. Because her mom, remember, was married to Gene Roddenberry.
Right.
Her mom on the show was the voice of the computer.
Right.
Loxana Troy.
The widow Rodman.
Major
and now we're really going to the basement of the science building.
I just
make
a little, you know, Deanna and I said Troy. I just thought I'd make that comment there. I didn't know. I don't know who her mom is. I don't know Deanna Troy's mom.
Loxana Troy.
And she stinks.
That's, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the episode where Picard says, if I cannot pluck the rose,
really,
then no one shall have Loxana Troy.
And
do you hear me, Ferengi?
And she was not a rose by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, my God, no. Like a dead, ugly plant.
A bag of water.
A dead, ugly bag of water.
A corpse flower.
Okay. Got a break. We'll come right back. We'll talk to Buzz about news and also to Deanna about her problem.
Her former problem with odor.
Right.
Number 4 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.